François Rabelais. He was a monk in France in the 13th century. And the interesting thing about this guy, he was a French monk, but what he was famous for was writing bawdy jokes and puns, okay? So I think I kind of would have liked this guy. This is my idea of a spiritual leader or a monk. Anyway, he said something really interesting. He said, "He who can have patience can compass anything." Now that's often misquoted by saying he who has patience can have anything, but it's kind of the same thing. Back in the 13th century, the word compass was not only used as a noun, as in here's a compass, find north, but compass was also meant to get around. Magellan compassed the world, okay? We compass things by getting around them. You know, I like this even better because it's not this idea of persevering and slugging it out, but it's by using our minds to have patience such that we get around it. We compass what is going on. Now, why am I bringing this up? The other day I was talking to my ex-wife, Marty, and I was talking to my daughter, Leah, and I was talking to my prayer partner, Brian. Let me say hello, by the way, to Jeanette. From Boston is here with us. My buddy Jerome Johnson is here. So is Michael Nagy is here. Carol Semino is here as well. Big old Charlie. How to spell whose name, Charlie? Carol Semino says, morning, everybody. Everybody say good morning. Jeanette says, good morning, everybody. So glad we are here from all over the world. Take that in for just a moment. We get people every day from Brazil. We get people from Ireland, India. I don't see our friend from India. We've got someone here from the African continent, I know. And we all come together to positively inspire one another. And I think that is so awesome. So going back to my story, the other day I was talking to all my friends in Kansas City, and it had just been announced that Kansas City was going to be quarantined, not until the end of April, but all the way until the middle of May. And every single person I talked to a person, was bummed out about this. They didn't want this to go on. I get it. I don't think they should have not felt that way. But what it inspired me to do is to talk to you today about patience. Now, all of a sudden the numbers go down to zero. Nobody wants me to talk about patience. There's 46 people watching live right now. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, it's continuing to grow. Charlie says, the monk you quoted, oh, how to pronounce his name? François Rabelais. R-A-B-E-L-A-I-S. Maine here. Good morning, Maine, says Tracy. Brid Brady says, oh, hello from Ireland. So great. We do have Ireland checking in. Positivity around the world, says Cindy. That's right. Okay, so back to patience. Now, when I was a little boy, let me just say this. I have struggled with patience my entire life. There was a t-shirt that said, God grant me patience, but hurry. Okay, and that was totally me. I have always, come on, let's get to the next thing. I remember looking up the word patience and finding a quote, and I love this quote, and I'm going to paraphrase it. I don't remember exactly who said it, but the word patience doesn't mean waiting. Patience means waiting in a good mood. Whoa, let me say that again. Patience doesn't just mean waiting. It means waiting in a good mood. It means being in a good mood while you are waiting for whatever it is you are waiting for. I remember being a little boy, every year the South Carolina State Fair came to town, and that was just like the biggest day of the year for me. It was when my family, my mom and my brothers and I would go to the South Carolina State Fair. And I can remember as October got closer, because it was always right before Halloween, the fair is in South Carolina. And I can remember being a little boy and time going on as time normally does. And then when I would begin, it would start to get a little crisp in the air, and I would start to think, oh, the fair's coming. And time would slow down because I was so impatient. When's it going to get here? Hurry, hurry, hurry. And we talked earlier about one of the things that all happy people have in common is they have something to look forward to. So I'm encouraging you to look forward to getting out and living a normal life like we all used to live again. And at the same time, what I'm wanting to invite you to do is to be very careful of these timetables people are starting to put on us. Dr. Fauci says the virus has no timetable. And the reason it has begun to go down in the United States is all the monkeys are not out together spreading the virus to one another. The monkeys are in individual cages. Once the cages are open and the monkeys get back together, I like to refer to people as monkeys. Once the monkeys all get back together, then it's probably going to start up again. So we've got to stay present to what we're going through, which is being quarantined, and find a way to do it in a good mood. That means when we get some unsettling information, like it's been extended when we're staying home or something like that, to contact, not to pick up the phone and call people and go, can you believe it? Can you believe it? And start complaining, expressing grief, pain, or discontent. We need to become one more accepting. One thing this virus is going to teach us is it is going to teach us to become less attached to things. We need to let go of things. I have a magnet on it's on my washing machine actually as I walk by it, and it says, let go or be dragged. Isn't that great? Somebody gave me that. Let go or be dragged. In this situation, we've got to begin to let go. We've got to let go of when. And I'm going to say something else that you may not like to hear, but I'm going to quote something from the Bible. The book of Genesis chapter 32 is a story of Jacob wrestling with what we think of as the angel. Okay, what is the angel? Well, there is no angel. It says Jacob is wrestling with a man. But it also says that he wrestles with him all night. And as the sun is beginning to dawn, the man wants to get away from wrestling Jacob. And Jacob says, I will not let you go until you bless me. We need to not let this time of being quarantined, separated, and having this opportunity to rethink our lives and our jobs and our relationships. We need to not let this go until it has blessed us. How do we know we have not been quarantined, separated, long enough? Because we're still separated and we're quarantined. Remember, quaranta, which is where the word quarantine comes from. It comes the Italian. It means 40. In the Bible, the number 40 means long enough. Jesus prayed in the desert long enough. It rained on Noah long enough. Moses wandered the desert for 40 years long enough. We are going to have to stay separated and living a different life until we're going to look back on this someday. And we're going to say, it made perfect sense. I am so grateful that this happened. Now, not to the extent that people got sick, people got died. That is always a tragedy and always a horrible thing. What I'm saying is that life is going to reset. And we might as well do everything we can to be in a good mood. Remember, patience is not just waiting. Patience is waiting in a good mood. Now, whose mood, who is responsible for your mood? The answer is you. And it has to do with your focus. Are you looking for what is going wrong, or are you looking for what is going right? Right now, I have a dozen things going wrong in my life. And I have 1,000 things going right in my life. My mood depends on which one I'm going to focus on. Which one are you going to focus on? And having patience is what's going to get you through this. You're going to slow time down by being irritable. By being happy and upbeat, you're going to actually move through this faster. Let me see some of your comments. Positivity around the world definitely needed a lesson in patience, says Tammy. Vicky Roby says, welcome. I would love to hear about patience, Jeanette says. Aja says, ahaha, same here. Carrie says, hello. Cheryl says, good morning. Michael says, I want patience and I want it now. I totally get it. Vicky Roby says, good morning. Carol says, I don't want normal. I want better. I get it. And that's what we want. We want to come out of this. And that's what I'm trying to say, Carol, and I'm stumbling over it this morning. And that is that we as society and we as a world ideally will come out of this better. We just, it sometimes takes a while to get over it. You know what I mean? So, and that getting over it is where we learn the better. Ooh, good one. Let go or be dragged. Thank you. That is good. I wish I had come up with it. Says Asia. Cynthia says, hi, Nancy. Gail says, morning, Vicky. I love the fact that you all are setting up friends here. Marky says, when times get tough, sell your stuff. Okay. Era says, we should be thankful for our health and safety. Absolutely. Gail says, patience and complaining seems to go together. I would say the opposite of that. Maybe I'm not quite understanding you, Gail. Explain a little bit better, or a little bit fuller, if you would. Vicky says, hi, Gail. Cynthia says, it's always the perfect time to look for what is right. And Kim says, we are setting our priorities. That is very, very, very true. Can you believe it? Ain't it awful? I just wish I can understand how dare they. These are the ways victims begin their sentences, because they're not accepting what is happening. A victor is someone who accepts what is happening, looks for what they can do with it, the best they can do with it, and makes the most out of it. I was reading last night, just glancing at CNN, that they're saying some places may not open for another 90 days. Okay? Now, there is no limit for how long we may have to have patience and be in a good mood about this and do the very best we can. Does that mean we don't get down? No, absolutely. Somebody posted the other day after I did a jumpstart and said, we should be allowed to have our negative emotions. And I said, yeah, exactly. The thing is, there's a difference between having a negative emotion, let it go through your life, break down crying if you feel like you need to, or go out and stomp your feet or do something. Have that emotion, but don't buy property there and set up house, okay? That's what most people do. And if one negative thing happens and another negative thing happens and another negative thing happens, what most people do is they gunny sack all of those together. And they take that as an indicator that they don't deserve a good life or that life is not good, et cetera, et cetera. And they go, see, that's the victim's mentality. See, the victor's mentality is to say, these are totally unrelated. And if I stopped counting the things that are going wrong, even though there are several in a row, and counted all the things that have gone right so far, these would seem totally insignificant. Helen says, good morning, Will. Those of you who are getting here late, you missed seeing my pajamas a little bit earlier now. Charlie says, time is a human construct. All our problems are because things are not how we want them now. Charlie, I remember you and I having a conversation like this before. If time didn't matter, then we would not be worried or impatient. That is absolutely true. Hello to all of you who shared with Renee, says Vicky. Patty Gay Young says, love it. Shared. Charlie says, who did this to me versus what we can create? You know, I did an entire talk in church one time about victims say, "Who you did this to me," okay? Victors say, you did this for me. You did this for me. Many of you know I've gone through a divorce, the actual paperwork and everything like that. And I was so resentful when Marty left. This was not the first time she had left. She is stuck in flight mode. Some people are stuck in fight mode, tends to be where I am. And so what I've seen over the last many, many, many months, though, that she's left is I thank her. You did this for me, because I see how my life is so much better in so many ways. And I've gone back and just really analyzed myself and the relationship and what I could have done better and differently. And I see a lot of things. And so I'm constantly working on that. So she didn't do this to me. She did this for me. That is what a victim says. You did this to me. Same is true for the governor is doing this to me. Well, the governor is trying to keep you alive by keeping you home, and other people as well. So meaning having patience without complaining. Yes, got it. Yes. Having patience without complaining. They were cute. My pajamas were talking. Michelle is joining us. Good morning, Michelle. Even though we are just about to say goodbye for the day, Esther Waterman said good morning again. We're supposed to start at 8 o'clock every morning, and I had everything up and running, and then it said Facebook Live video has been canceled, and that happened twice. So I'm going to figure out what the deal is, and we'll be starting live. Join me here, and I want to remind you, normally I have my little thing that my buddy Miroslav created to show you, but you can see it. The lights make it a little hard to read. My Will Bowen branded tumbler. I'm giving this away to someone who shares today's program. It is purple inside, keeps hot things hot, cold things cold. So cold drinks cold, hot drinks hot. I always say things. I mean to say drinks. What else are you going to put into a tumbler? Anyway, all you've got to do is click share. Share, and then comment in this thread like whoever it was just, oh, right there, Patty Gay Young did. And you could win a tumbler. These are wonderful. Thank you, says Will. Trish Parr. Oh, and I wanted to touch on something. I mentioned it yesterday. I know we have a lot of the same people today, and we have a lot of different people as well. And that is that I announced that I might start up a meditation that will follow right after this. So what we'll do is we're looking at setting up a private Facebook group. This will not be for everybody. And then after we finish this daily jumpstart, we'll take a little break, 10 minutes or so, and then we will come back and I'm going to lead you through a live meditation. Now, if you don't want to be part of this group, that's okay. If you do, we're going to be giving you more information. It's not going to be a free group because this is going to be a lot of extra work on our part to put this together, but we'll figure it out and it'll be more than equitably priced. Give everybody a chance to try it for free, for sure, to see if you like it. But I think, as I said before, if there's one thing I can teach the world to do, it is get them to meditate. All right, Bonnie Tubbs says shared. Thanks, Will. Lots of help. Heather Ellis has shared. Era has shared. Yes to meditation. Cynthia says. Asia says, oh, that sounds good. I'm excited about doing it. What I've done is I'm actually meditating on FaceTime every single morning with a friend of mine. Just to get myself used to doing this, I have led meditations. I used to do it every Sunday, Jerome can tell you, in church. And I love doing it, and I've studied meditation. I've taken meditation classes, read lots of books, and I do it every day. And so I look forward to sharing it with you as well. Would love to meditate with you all. Wouldn't that be great if we came together and meditated? Shared, says Renee. All right, and that's great. You've got to be sure and mention it. Melissa says, really enjoying your videos. I used to attend Unity North when you were the minister there. Melissa Schippel. Huh. I might remember you. I'll have to click at your picture once we get off and see if I remember. Anyway, everybody, it is past time for me to say goodbye. Go in there and figure out what's going wrong with Teddy as to why he's not feeling well. I am deciding that I'm not going to do these 7 days a week. I'm going to do them 6 days. I'm going to take the day off tomorrow. Be sure and share this. Share it with your friends and say something about who I am or why you're sharing. Don't just click share it if you would. I've never tried meditation, says Christy, but that's great. I will teach you. It's awesome. Cynthia says, meeting and seeing you at the NSTA conference was a blessing. Cynthia, so nice of you to say. Thank you for these morning gatherings. I love it because I can't go out and speak. I miss being in front of an audience, and this puts me in front of an audience. It makes me feel sharp, makes me feel good. Vicky says, thank you. I've been here all morning, even though the first break, and didn't want to interrupt, but I wanted you to know I've been here all the time. Just FYI. Thank you, Jerome. Great to have you. Thank you for this morning, and good to you, Susan. I'm going to say goodbye. Bless you. Join me Monday morning at 8 o'clock. I'm going to get on with my buddy Miroslav. We're going to figure out why I'm having these software issues, and we're going to rock and roll. Be sure and share the video. We've got 90 comments. We've had over 100 people watch so far. When you share, more people watch, and they share as well. Have a great weekend. Blessings to you all. See you Monday. Bye-bye. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complain-free world. No more.